Yeah. Damn. They go story, man. By my nigga Daryl, man. Big Daryl, man. Look, here goes another story about this nigga named Daryl. A real wild nigga that was raised in the streets. Love sparking up beef just to spark off his heat. Love fucking with them freaks that were good on their knees. Well, he fucked this one chick that they nicknamed G.A. The Gina Aquafina, but she gave him gonorrhea. She was fucking every nigga, then sucking every nigga. Even though she laid Daryl, but her back and re-portray her. She let the thug in them thug loving he was given. 6 months later, she committed suicide. Daryl looking so surprised. When he heard that she died, he just rolled up a blunt and wiped the tears from his eyes. And then the doorbell rang, this is nigga lil homie. He said, I got a mission, that's right, the biggest nigga. He give us the new problems, we gon' ridicule this nigga. Daryl said, word, so what spot we hitting? Lil homie said, let's hit him in the slums. His main nigga Elo got a visit to his P.O. So he won't be there, that's a perfect neck hair. So why you still down? He said, you know I'm down. So the next day they went driving out the slums. They got some ski masks, black leather duffel bags. They broke the back window and started ransacking. They both found a safe with the cash in the weight. They put it in the bags and quickly out their whole ass. They spared off fast, so excited, caught the cash. Now they at Daryl Crib trying to figure how to mope it. Love homie, like you know I got a way to mope it. You got anybody that you know you can trust? Daryl thought about it, he thought of one person, his best friend Reno, cause he used to hustle too. But Reno went straight off for his kid's sake. That thought quickly left, he don't wanna bring him stress. He like, I got this shit, I'ma get it off quick. Cause I know a few people that'll take a lot now. So let me make some calls, I'ma hit you up, dawg. Lil' homie left screaming out, you know we on. That little nigga wild, he'll bust you with the cow. Daryl on the sofa calling things that he knew. It took him on the deal and then messing with secluded. He headed back home whispering the shit is on. He pulled out his phone and he hit a lil' homie. He said, my mission dang. He said, word sign. Lil' homie hype, he like call the freaks tonight. Daryl started laughing, he talking about Tasha and that freak Amber. I remember Amber dog is started on my hamper. Lil' homie laughing, he like call a nigga. A few weeks later, Daryl get a call. It's Reno upset, like we need to talk, dog. He like, yo, what's up? What's wrong with your dog? Reno said, I'm stressed, cause my job slay me off. And I heard on the low that you stacking up dough. So put me down too, cause I need to make some moves. My baby needs some shoes, I don't know what to do. Daryl said, chill, meet me at my house. I got you, big homie, be there in 20 minutes. Reno said, I'm there, and the conversation ended. 20 minutes later, now he meeting up with Reno. He told Reno, take it. He asked, what is it? He said, it ain't ball. Flip it all, dawg. And call me when you done, and I will have another one. Reno all excited, cause he thinking about the money. The grease in his eyes, cause he be a desperate guy. The next day, Daryl get a call up from Reno. He said, I got it all. I got it all off. Daryl said, cool, meet you in an hour. They made a Reno house, smoking blunts, geeked up. Reno passed the money, but Daryl wouldn't take it. He told Reno, keep it, you my brother, you earned it. He pulled out his bag, another 8 for him. He said, this ain't it, he pulled a half an ounce of white. He told him to do his thing, they got the Daryl left. But Daryl didn't know that Reno hanging out the slums. Until the next day, he called Reno serving things. He asked him, what you doing? Why you out the slums? I got beef here. Reno said, the money, it's Roadrunner money. I gotta eat, dude. And plus, I got my Glock, so no drama. I won't pop. Daryl said, you stupid, this life is getting to ya. Get into this car before it's too late. Reno said, no, we're linking up later. Daryl said, nah, it might not be no later. Reno said, whatever, Daryl spit all bread and rubber. Daryl went to lil' homies getting drunk off 840s. Lil' homie told him, I'm begging with him now. Daryl said, what? Did you tell C? Lil' homie said, yeah, you know what he told me. Daryl phone rings and it's Reno's girlfriend. She crying upset. He asked her what's wrong. She screaming out his dead. His heart dropped. Who's dead? She said Reno's dead. They found him out the slums with bullets all in him. Daryl started crying. He screamed out, I warned him. He rushed out lil' homie. He hopped in the car, speeding fast to the slums. He gripped into his gun, cause revenge got him numb. He see that nigga Elo. He just started shooting. Elo Reno fell fast and he running up to him. He yelled off of Reno and put the clip on. He ran to his car speeding off in the night. He at the red light and he see this red bone. Nice right and thick, he think he bout to bone. She pointed right at him and said here he is. Next thing you know, bullets flying through his wheel.